Every summer, migrating birds fly across the country, across the world, without much fanfare. You might spot a flock of geese overhead, but for the most part, birds stay out of sight. For one species, the exact opposite is true. Their summer ritual happens in a very public place. From Austin, Texas, Luke Quinton reports from a place that isn't typical for bird watching. It is the parking lot of an abandoned shopping mall.
It's a hot summer night just before sunset, and the lot should be empty. But there are dozens of people here. Some have cameras, others carry umbrellas.
Hey, Laurie. Okay, so where are we going?
Over here to the back row folks.
This is Laurie Foss from the Travis County Audubon Society. It's a group of dedicated, maybe obsessive, birders. They're the reason the people are here. Laurie's making the rounds.
Hey, you here to see the martins?
Got dragged out here.
That's the spirit. All right. Do you know about purple martins?
Not at all.
Do you know that's who's flying around here already? They're starting to come in.
They don't look purple to me. They look black.
That's teenager Alicia Stadler. She's not impressed yet.
A lot of people think they're grackles. Some people think they're bats. They have no idea what they're here to see.
Purple martins are the largest swallows in North America. They spend most of their time eating bugs in mid-flight. They're aerial acrobats. Foss points to the sky.
But if you look up beyond the birds that you can just see low down.
Hundreds of tiny triangular birds dot the sky, gliding leisurely on currents. Then we focus our eyes farther up.
They're as high as you can see, and higher still. They haven't all come down yet.
Now there are thousands flying in layers. This is our first glimpse of the alien invasion to come. The birds were eating all day. Now they're waiting till the sun goes down. Even experienced birder Karen McBride doesn't know what she's in for.
I'm expecting a few thousand, but I'm not expecting tens of thousands. that would blow my mind.
Grade schooler Anna Fulton is here for the second year.
They get here kind of slowly, but eventually it's like black. Like the sky is filled with birds. It's pretty cool.
All of a sudden, the sun goes down. It starts with a light chirping. Then they come in swooping in huge currents above the trees, some just barely over our heads. I duck underneath the awning of a Jack-in-the-Box restaurant.
People are coming out of the drive-thru just like, what is going on out here?
Brian Frankie is here too, dodging the bird guano.
Oh, that's wild. I can't believe they all just came down into these like four trees. You can see the trees are like way down. They're all kind of flat from all the weight.
It turns out that there are about 500,000 purple martins here. That's according to the Audubon Society. Laurie Foss says this is one of the largest roosts in the country. The birds land here in groups of around 200.
They can be related, or they can be related by geography. Housing groups will gather with other housing groups that are near each other, and they form a loose alliance.
Back by the trees, Debbie Levine is standing with her family, looking at the sky.
You know what it feels like? It feels like you're in a snow globe, only instead of white, it's black. Doesn't it?
This party happens every night until August. Then the martins trickle off on the way to the Amazon basin until next year. For NPR News, I'm Luke Quinton in Austin.